anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
You're listening to Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, the spark of the South. Listen to hits from the 70s to now. Find it on Live 365 Spark Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. I hope you have been blessed since our last episode. I hope you're safe. I received a lot of emails about your thoughts on this pandemic. Many have mentioned that this may be a plague from God on how awful this world has become. Others have mentioned they believe that this is man-made and deliberately done. Others have felt that this is just a test run of something much worse to come. Some have even felt that this is what happens when people take antibiotics when it isn't necessary. It causes superbugs. I feel you in each of these ideas, and I'm not here to argue any of them. But there is one thing that has bugged me about this entire pandemic. It's not how the media makes everything seem so much worse, because if you are from the South, you see this happen every hurricane season. It's that when the media starts giving you tips on what to do or how to handle being isolated, they leave out the most important option for us all, coming closer to God. Don't get me wrong. They have some awesome ideas that we can do to make being isolated easier. And if you're like me, an introvert, you're pretty used to this lifestyle anyway. I personally work from home, shop from home. I go out when I want to, but usually it's just once a week. I don't have little children anymore, so I don't have to entertain or teach them. However, I do watch the news, and that can throw me into despair. Unless you are listening to a Christian station or one of your faith, this pandemic can throw you into a panic. Even President Trump mentioned how he believes many people will commit suicide over this. Why isn't anyone in the mainstream media talking about God? Turn on some praise and worship and sing or dance. Pull out your Bible and read it. Turn on any station that you can find, any one of them that you can find a good sermon on, and listen to it. I even listened to it in the car. We must allow our minds to go to God. Have faith. Have faith that He is in control. We're not. I used to live in fear over the smallest things, until one day a pastor told me that fear is not of God. You can't be afraid and have faith at the same time. Back then, I didn't get it, but as I have grown stronger in my faith, I fear less. I have normal worries, but when I notice me worrying, then I pray about it, and then I give it to God. It sounds easy, but it can be very difficult for some of us. But isn't it worth giving it a try? The more you do it, the better you will become at it, and the less you will worry. Just as many of you are teaching your children at home in order to keep them refreshed for school, refresh their little souls. Read the Bible and talk about it. Assure them that God has this. This is an unprecedented time, but you know what hit me the other day? I realized that this pandemic, for me, has given me a taste of the end of times. For instance, we know that in the end, the church will be taken away. It will be dangerous to worship, and Bibles will be destroyed. Look what this pandemic has caused. We can't go to church as usual. Fortunately, we can still have church online, on television and radio, and even in our homes for now. Look at how the shelves at the store are hard to keep stocked. Yes, panic is causing it, but in the end, we will have the same issues, but they'll only be magnified. Look at how we are being isolated and unable to work, or our work has changed drastically due to this pandemic. In the end, we will go through the very same, only it will be magnified. We could look at many things going on that will become much worse in the end of times. If we can't handle this now, how will we be able to make it in the end? Hopefully, many of us will go into the rapture. I believe the rapture will take place in the beginning because God won't allow his people to suffer. He has other plans for us during that time. I pray that I am one of those who make it to the rapture. How do you feel about it? Will you make it? Are you sure? What are we doing that we could make important changes to make sure we are ready for it? I don't want to panic you into thinking it's coming tomorrow, but is it? Can it be? The Bible says when it does, no one will know. So why not use this time to reflect and adjust so that we can all make it? Let's give our fears to God. Let's come closer. Even those already close to him can come closer. Those who need to be, well, do it. Pull out the Bibles. Turn the channels from the pandemic to the worship channels. Find activities for the children that are about God. You can find coloring, games, and even school studies that use Christian principles in them. Many of you have mentioned that this could be God's way of waking people up. Are you woke yet? Thank you for listening, and God bless.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. God bless. For comments or questions, you can reach us by email at yapi@post.com. Also, check us out on Twitter at Dorisi and our Facebook pages at Yapi Studio or Louisiana Entertainment Association. Anything and Everything with Dorisi is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out every week. So come on back. Feel free to add us to your favorite RSS feed and iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Pod, and our favorite Podbean. All links are found in our show notes below.